Yes, man.
Hannah.
Hannah.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, very good. How's everything over there?
Well, really good. We missed, we were supposed to get the brunt of that hurricane, and we didn't. We did get some water part of our city, but we didn't. It didn't even rain here at my house, so very thankful. But a lot of people weren't so lucky, Texas was really bad.
I know, I heard that. Well, hopefully we don't get hit by Irma here in Florida.
Well, I really don't think so, just because of the meaning. I looked it up, and it's not a Hebrew name, but the Hebrew equivalent. The first one is Alma, and the second one is Batya.
The second is
And
what?
Irma means noble maiden, and Alma means maiden, and Batya means daughter of Yah. So I kind of think it has some positive to it. I haven't had a chance to do the gematria and the number of letters and the number of words, but
Oh, really? You're doing that with the name of the
visualizing it
Hebrew?
going out back into the Atlantic. That's what we have to. That's what I'm doing anyway.
Well, hopefully so. How's your husband?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
How's your husband?
Well, he's having to take pain medicine right now, so he's kind of, how it makes you feel. But he's getting better each day. So.
Look at him. I wonder if Hanaf is going to come on. Maybe
Well,
he's
he said
asleep.
he was hoping his energy would be okay. That's a lot. I mean, I'm finding it hard to make the classes. I don't know about you. This.
Oh, my God.
We do what we can.
My weekend?
I said we do what we can. So.
Oh, yes, we do. Really? The Hanaki is doing a lot of classes.
Yeah, he really is, but I guess he does realize the magnitude of 750, 78. Oh, we were just talking about
Evening.
this.
We're talking
Sorry,
about
I'm a
you.
few minutes late. I'm sorry.
We were talking about you.
Okay.
It was good. It wasn't bad. Our neck of the
Nothing
woods. We're admiring your
bad.
stamina.
Well, if you want to good, it can't be true, so don't worry about that. Is it the two of you, or is there any others?
Yes, it's just the two of us.
Okay. Give me a second to Okay, we're going to be doing class 5A.
Yeah, I'm going to mute.
5A,
okay.
On the, or is in the reveal wisdom?
It's in the revealed wisdom matrix, the last row.
Okay, got it. 5A, 5A?
Yes, 5A.
Got
Frangela.
It.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we're doing class 5A, section 5A in the Tikkuni Zohar.
Okay.
Randy, do you know where to get it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabri Ku Ishki Pe Bichilu Urchimu Uchilu Uchilu Urchimu Beyakta L'shem Yehud He Bevar Pe Beyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kanane Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananehu V'ha Yehi Harig V'hainu Bet B'deyat Tu Saifet HaTosefet B'Torah Zot HaTorah Adam da yud hey bav hey Uvgin da kivod hachmaim Yanacha lo Viuch muhu Rabbanan demit mitin Yain kavod ela Torah Ve'ayat Ve'eit kavod navora Ve'eit kavod natzel Ve'sit radio raita Devarea itmar be'Yisrael Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim Umem mesetra Ke'atzilut b'nei'im atem l'chashem V'gomar l'elah al kola Olat al kola dalit elah Aliyah v'lav Tachotaya Belovely Arva Sitre Alma Vayehu Mami La Kol Almin Vayahi Vayehu Est Askar. I'm skipping the parentheses. Uma Chabel Ba Yisorin Uma Rayin Uma Kovin Bedachilu Demareya Ahava Besofa Kegavna Deukmuha Deukmu Mari metanatin alilein meari koshin umacholaokt umachloket et vahav besofa ukmoha ukmo Ahava besofa demadotot lom shakinta sof de kol dargin koshia vadin mesatra Tadagavura Atchazaret Lona Hava Masatra Damina Havat Chesed Uginda Kohamakiam Et Hatora Meoni Sofu Lekaima Measher Behaihu Ahava Besofa Bekomandila Makim La Meoser Lo Yakima Meoni Diraga Samisha Yirat Hashem Uch Buho Mari Matnitin Kota Hakodam Kodem Yirato Lehachmato Mekamato Matakimat Bekohakudam Hachmato Lirat Chatu En Hachmato Matkayamat Bekohakudem Hachmato Lirato La mahu domelami shemasru lo ha mepat mepat tot aponai miayim bela mesora masru lo mepatachot ha chayot chayot sonim. Bama yikanes uvarach raza donai taman yud yirat ha'yevi aylein arva atwan inun mipatachot yud min yud kevavke ayehi hakba The Arvat van de Hai Shemainun Hachitzonim Tila Mepatachot Hapanimaim Uginda'ik Dimu Betzalota Adonai Shefatai Tiftach Belevatar Tach Chatamin lo bashem Yudkevavke beruch baruch ata Yudkevavke magen Abraham Veofaki atami dayam Shevab daayehi Yira b'shem Hashem le'ahava de'i ayihi kametz rachemi sheva mesai sitra de'gavura ki b'yesh Hashem mishpat kametz me'mayna Ukmetz pakaohen Misham begin de malin Bekodesh velo moridin Ugin daik demo Sisa lataas Tinun dechilu Lerem ramach Pekudim, Tinum Rechimu Chada, Hu, Tiktiv, Ze Shemi Le'alam Doi Gomer, Shemai Am Yud Keshisa, Sakri Am Varke Ramach Diragashita Bayirat Hashem Behayar Amonat Atikat Adcha Begomer Amonot Seder Zaraim Aticha Seder Moad Chasen Sedor Nasim Yeshuot Seder Nezikin Hachme Sedar Kedoshim Udat Seder Tehorot
Y te salió a buscar. Tan linda. Ella estaba allá adentro y cuando te llegaste salió.
I believe there's some background noise. Did I get disconnected or not? I'll wait till somebody unmutes and lets me know.
No, you're still connected.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to mute again.
Thank you. There is some background noise that I was hearing, so if you need to, please mute your phones by pressing *6.
Terrible.
Teharot Aeka Yirat Hashem Ein Ve'elolo V'simi Samin Zamin Nakit V'eilin Shit Tzedari Mishana Biarach Razainun Me'amoda Dem Saita de Kalil Sheet Sedar Mit Nighting Uman Divide Lenat Tala Lea Billa Shakin Teya Tihu Yirat Hashem E Al Ya Eatmar Unda ragin ma parid aluf keilu avid kitzot uparo ben kuchabrihu ushkintea ugindela ayo avdun paroda af algav de olif Adam sheet said Sidre Nishana the like to Akdim Leia Yirat Hashem Dehi Shakin Teya Kud Shabarihu Lashareya Legabeya Uginda Aleph Aeka Yirat Hashem Ein Ve'elolo Ka'ilu Lacho Kulam Kulom Be'yadiya Amonat Ayehi Imeal Ala'a Mastara Dechesed Diva Kariyat Shema Deyayahi Amona Vayahi Adcha Masitra Degabora Debeya Atmar Vialyave Recall it Al Takutak Hakodesh The Gomer Chesedihu Vasitra Diya Muda Damsaita Yoshot It Kariat Masitra Denetzach Vigam Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishkar Velo Yanchem Hachmei Ayahi Seder Kedoshim Deihu Chod V'da'at Ayahu Yisod Deihu Seder Taharot Ve'et Daima B'hapoka Masitra Bishikinta Tata Ayahi Amona De Masitra De Tzadik Utadik Ets Peri Es Ase Peri Divaya Kalilan Til Em Shemahen Amen Deinun Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Bab Nun Hey Yud. When you study Torah, you are studying man's relationship to Hashem. Out of this study comes our inheritance of the insight or awareness that is the signpost or the badge that confers this awareness, leading to our interpretation of Torah. Now, what is conferred is by grace, as a king would endow his servants. This is the emanated glory coming at the level of the world of Atzilut. The created glory occurs when we are aware of and live inside of this cause of everything. In this way, we are surrounded by holiness. When we study Torah, it is as though we are entering a causeway that is already moving, merging with the flow of holiness. We are attracted by its brightness and the discovery of its hidden levels, which occur at the same time. This paragraph is truly overwhelming. It's worth contemplating. There are those who study Torah who may be lacking, perhaps, in education into its ways. However, they will soon be taught by the Torah itself and will become knowledgeable in its ways. The highest of the levels of fear of God is the fear of sin. This is because when we sin, it is directly opposed to the level of holiness that we aspire to. Even though we may acquire wisdom, the highest wisdom is fear of sin. When you are aligned with the way things work, everything else tracks on course. The fear of Hashem awakens you to the awareness of holiness. This awakening may be compared to the outer keys or the letters of Adonai. K-Vav-Yud-K represents the inner keys that are the insights that a continuing awareness allows you to enter into. In the Amidah, this fear of Hashem is evoked for the purpose of reaching that inner place of revelation. What is this like? A king wishes to take a journey, but it is too far to walk, so he rides a horse. Along the way, the horse grows tired and hungry, so the king stops to feed and rest the horse. In the Amidah, we too take a journey. But within that journey, what must be fed with meditation is revelation. Otherwise, the journey is for naught. The one who ascends in holiness does so because he is mindful of the journey. The vowel, Sheva, from the side of Geburah symbolizes the restraint that is necessary in meditation in order to produce the focus that becomes one with the holiness above. This paragraph is explaining, it's hinting at what is known, that in earlier generations, the Amidah was used as a meditative tool. And when one was praying and saying the Amidah, each of the paragraphs, each of the blessings, was used as a meditation to take the sage to one of the palaces, one of the locations, one of the dimensions, one of the worlds. And they were aware, and they were revealing light. And this was all based on their fear of sin. This was based on practice. It was based on consciousness and kavanah and direction. This can still be achieved. It is much more difficult because of the environment that we have produced in this world as of this moment. But it is still possible. The 365 negative precepts precede the 248 positive precepts because we have to turn away from that which doesn't lead to holiness and run towards that which promotes and defines holiness. Both are necessary in that the negative precepts make possible the performance of the positive precepts. The faith of your times refers to what you have by way of background in consciousness. This refers to the various orders of Mishnah, which extend the field of contemplation, providing the basis for the attachments above. The fear of God points directly to the presence of the infinite with the finite. The only way to recognize this wonder is through Torah study and its corollary, the Mishnah. The primary focus of awareness is the Shekhinah, the current that links us up with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An unwritten commentary. The corollary being said is the Mishnah, and most people would think what is meant is the Mishnah associated with the Talmud. But it's also, every verse in the Sefer Yetzirah is called a Mishnah. And the letters of Mishnah are the same letters as Neshama. So there is a deeper level and deeper level even within the Tikkuni Zohar. Nothing is ever literal. I'm going to continue where I left off, or really with the sentence that I started. The primary focus of awareness is the Shekhinah, the current that links us up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without Shekhinah, even though a person has learned all six orders of Mishnah, the holy connection does not exist without the Shekhinah. Keep in mind that as we go along in the introduction here, each section, although dealing with separate descriptions, is nevertheless tied to the whole work. The primary focus of this work continues to show Shekhinah and its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this focus, the Sefirot add colors to the overall picture, as we see how verses of Torah are linked together to bring us further inside of this mystery. Faith may be looked at as the downward flow that emanates from Chesed through Tiferet, or the upward flow from the lower Shekhinah rising from Yesod to Tiferet. What is this faith? It is the attachment both above and below of the holiness that is ever present within. This is to say that no matter where we enter into or become aware of its presence, we are destined to reach the heart of the matter, or the essence of Tiferet, which is the harmonization of both above and below. Just as there is no Torah without fear, there is no fear without Torah, and there will be no lack in his household, although his learning, no lack in his household, alt his learning. There will be no lack in his soul, and there will be no lack in his good deeds. It's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Please unmute your phones. Tomorrow being Monday at 7:30 West Coast time, all of the times will be West Coast times. At 7:30 we will do the Slichot ritual. At 4:30 we will have a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock we will continue our study of the Igeret Teshuvah, the letter of Teshuvah from the Tanya. And the last class of the night, it's at 8:30, which is another Tikkuni Zohar, where we will do section 5b. And we will probably do 6a, because it'll depend on the length of 5B. I'm not sure exactly how long it is. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful evening, and I wish you all much shalom and joy in your life. Peace and joy. Shalom to all.
Shalom.